This is Unit 14 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Suppose you're in a hotel having breakfast, and in walks a Ukrainian you met before but didn't get to talk to. Your conversation might go like this.
Доброго ранку. Я Ірина Миколаївна.
Дуже приємно. Я Джордж Стівенс.
Дуже приємно, пане Стівенс. Ви не українець?
Ні, я англієць.
Але ви дуже добре говорите по-українськи.
Так, Ірина Миколаївна, я трохи говорю і розумію по-українськи, а також читаю по-українськи. Я дуже люблю українську мову.
Вибачте, пане Стівенс, вже 9:30. Наші збори зараз починаються.
Будь ласка, Ірина Миколаївна, до побачення.
До побачення, пане Стівенс.
Listen to this conversation again.
Доброго ранку, я Ірина Миколаївна.
Дуже приємно. Я Джордж Стівенс.
Дуже приємно, пане Стівенс. Ви не українець?
Ні, я англієць.
Але ви дуже добре говорите по-українськи.
Так, Ірина Миколаївна. Я трохи говорю і розумію по-українськи, а також читаю по-українськи. Я дуже люблю українську мову.
Вибачте, пане Стівенс, вже 9:30. Наші збори зараз починаються.
Будь ласка, Ірина Миколаївна. До побачення.
До побачення, пане Стівенс.
A new expression in this dialogue was good morning. Listen.
Доброго ранку. Доброго ранку.
Now, repeat the word morning.
Ранок. Ранок.
This word ends in an ok sound. How do you say morning?
Ранок.
Because it ends in K, you know this word is masculine. How do you say morning?
Ранок.
Here's how to say good morning. Listen and repeat.
Доброго ранку. Доброго ранку.
Now you say good morning.
Доброго ранку.
Say good morning, Mrs. Stevens.
Доброго ранку, пані Стівенс. Доброго ранку, пані Стівенс.
You'll recall that
пані
is used for female foreigners, married or not. Do you remember the Ukrainian title used for male foreigners?
Пан. Пан.
When you are addressing someone directly, you add an e sound to the male form. Listen and repeat.
Пане. Пане.
The form for addressing a female foreigner is
пані.
Listen and repeat these two together.
Пане. Пані. Пане. Пані.
There is one other title that you may hear someone use.
Товариш.
It means comrade. Listen and repeat.
Товариш. Товариш.
How do you say comrade?
Товариш. Товариш.
During the Soviet period, the word tovarish replaced the words corresponding to Mr. and Mrs., widely used in the pre-Soviet period. But now the replaced words seem to be coming back into everyday use, although tovarish is still used sometimes. There's also a tendency recently to address a person by the first or last name preceded by Mr. or Mrs. However, for foreigners, and even among Ukrainians themselves, until they know each other quite well, it's still common to address a Ukrainian by the first name and middle name. The middle name is called a patronymic because it's derived from the father's name, plus a suffix ofich for a man, meaning son of, and Ivna for a woman, meaning daughter of. Say, hello, Ivan Petrovich.
Здравствуйте, Иван Петрович.
Say again. Hello, Ivan Petrovich.
Здравствуйте, Иван Петрович.
With some names, instead of Ovich, you get Jovich after an O, and instead of Ivna, you get Yivna after Ya. Ask, how are you, Irina Mikolaevna?
Як живете, Ірина Миколаївна?
Here's how you would ask the question. Have you already had breakfast? It contains three words. Listen.
Ви вже снідали? Ви вже снідали?
Here's already. Listen and repeat.
Вже. Вже.
How do you say already?
Вже.
Here's the word for breakfast. Listen and repeat.
Сніданок. Сніданок.
How do you say breakfast?
Сніданок. Сніданок.
Here's the word for to have breakfast. Listen and repeat.
Снідати. Снідати.
Did you note the
а ти?
Ending? That changes breakfast to have breakfast and is the most common infinitive ending. Say again, to breakfast or to have breakfast.
Снідати.
Here's the word for dinner, the main meal eaten at noon or late in the afternoon. Listen and repeat.
Обід. Обід.
How do you say dinner?
Обід. Обід.
How do you say to have breakfast?
Снідати.
Now say, to have dinner.
Обідати.
And here's the word for supper, the light evening meal. Supper and to have supper are related to the word for evening. Do you remember how to say evening?
Вечір. Вечір.
Listen to the word supper and repeat.
Вечеря. Вечеря.
How do you say supper?
Вечеря. Вечеря.
Guess how you'd say to have supper.
Вечеряти. Вечеряти.
Do you remember the word already?
Вже.
Say, to have breakfast.
Снідати.
Here's how you'd say, he has already had breakfast. It ends in a
в
sound. Listen and repeat.
Він вже снідав. Він вже снідав.
How do you say he has already had breakfast?
Він вже снідав. Він вже снідав.
Dealing with the past like this is quite easy. Most of the masculine verb forms end in. How would a man say, I've already had breakfast.
Я вже снідав. Я вже снідав.
Feminine forms end in
ла.
How do you say she has already had breakfast?
Вона вже снідала. Вона вже снідала.
How would a woman say, I've already had breakfast?
Я вже снідала. Я вже снідала.
Do you remember the word for to have dinner?
Обідати. Обідати.
Say, he has already had dinner.
Він вже обідав.
Say again, he has already had dinner.
Він вже обідав.
How would a woman say, I have already had dinner?
Я вже обідала. Я вже обідала.
When you talk to another person, or when you talk to or about a group of people, the past tense in Ukrainian uses the plural, polite ending,
ли.
Here, for example, is the question, have you already had breakfast? Listen and repeat.
Ви вже снідали? Ви вже снідали?
Did you hear that plural, polite,
ли.
Ending? How would you ask, have you already had dinner?
Ви вже обідали? Ви вже обідали?
Now, listen to this brief dialogue which illustrates this use of the past tense.
Ви вже обідали?
Так, обідала. А ви?
Ні, ми не обідали. Ми були на зборах.
Now, do you remember how to say, the meeting is beginning?
Збори починаються. Збори починаються.
Here is the word for our. Listen and repeat.
Наші. Наші.
Say, our meeting is beginning.
Наші збори починаються. Наші збори починаються.
Did you hear the
і
on the end of
наші,
the word for our? You use this ending so that
наші
becomes plural to go with meeting, which is plural in Ukrainian. Say, our meeting.
Наші збори. Наші збори.
Here's the word for now or right away. Listen and repeat.
Зараз. Зараз.
How do you say now or right away?
Зараз. Зараз.
Ask, when does our meeting begin?
Коли починаються наші збори? Коли починаються наші збори?
Say, our meeting is beginning right now.
Наші збори починаються зараз. Наші збори починаються зараз.
Ask, tell me please, when does the film begin?
Скажіть, будь ласка, коли починається фільм? Скажіть, будь ласка, коли починається фільм?
Say, I don't understand. Repeat, please.
Я не розумію. Повторіть, будь ласка. Я не розумію. Повторіть, будь ласка.
Do you remember how to say today?
Сьогодні.
How do you say this evening?
Сьогодні ввечері.
How do you say a show, as in a movie theater?
Сеанс.
Here's the word for 30. Listen and repeat.
Тридцять. Тридцять.
How would you say the show begins at 9:30?
Сеанс починається о 9:30.
Do you remember how to say at in connection with time? You attach the short word that sounds like an O to the front of the numeral. Say again, the show begins at 9:30.
Сеанс починається о 9:30.
Suppose you're out for dinner and the conversation turns to your colleague who is not there. Say, my colleague speaks and understands Ukrainian.
Мій колега говорить і розуміє по-українськи. Мій колега говорить і розуміє по-українськи.
Say, he reads Ukrainian.
Він читає по-українськи. Він читає по-українськи.
Say, she was in Odessa yesterday.
Вона була вчора в Одесі. Вона була вчора в Одесі.
Ask, were you at the ballet last night?
Ви були на балеті вчора ввечері? Ви були на балеті вчора ввечері?
Ask, ask, do you like the ballet?
Ви любите балет?
How did you say to have breakfast?
Снідати. Снідати.
Note that ending. Now, here's how to say to read. Listen and repeat.
Читати. Читати.
Ask, do you like to read?
Ви любите читати? Ви любите читати?
Here's to dance. Listen and repeat.
Танцювати. Танцювати.
Ask, do you like to dance?
Ви любите танцювати? Ви любите танцювати?
Say, yes, I like to dance.
Так, я люблю танцювати. Так, я люблю танцювати.
Say, no, I don't like to dance. I like to read.
Ні, я не люблю танцювати. Я люблю читати. Ні, я не люблю танцювати. Я люблю читати.
It's good you do, because this unit of Speak and Read, Essential Ukrainian 1, provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 14. Now that you know the entire Ukrainian alphabet, you can begin to practice reading signs and words that you're likely to encounter. Do not try to memorize them. It will be enough to be familiar with them. Look at the first word. Read it aloud.
Каса.
This word means cashier or ticket window. Above the ticket window in a theater or train station, you might see word number two, which means tickets. Read number two.
Білети.
The next three words are very common signs, especially in the public transportation system. Read number three, which means entrance.
Вхід.
Number four means exit. Read it aloud.
Вихід.
Сometimes you'll see number five above a door. It means no entry or not an entrance. Read number five.
Немає входу.
Many stores and shops in Ukraine don't have names, but rather are marked by a sign proclaiming what type of business is there. Number six is an example of this. Read number six.
Ресторан.
Read number seven.
Морозиво.
Number eight.
Меню.
Number nine.
Пошта.
Inside a post office, you'll find other signs above various windows. Number 10 says stamps. Read number 10.
Марки.
Number 11 says packages. Read number 11.
Посилки.
Read number 12.
Телефон.
You may be driving in Kiev. Number 13 with an arrow will show you how to reach the airport. Read number 13.
Аэропорт.
Now, let's learn to read the days of the week. This can be very useful in reading timetables and theater schedules. Number 14 is Monday. Read it aloud.
Понеділок.
Number 15, Tuesday.
Вівторок.
Note that in Ukrainian, the days of the week are not capitalized, unless, of course, they begin a sentence. Read number 16, Wednesday.
Середа.
Number 17, Thursday.
Четвер.
Number 18, Friday.
П'ятниця.
Number 19, Saturday.
Субота.
Number 20, Sunday.
Неділя.
This ends the final lesson in Course A. Congratulations! When you are ready, we recommend that you go on to Course B at this level. Please note that the audio portion of the complete readings for both Course A and Course B follow Lesson 16. At this point in your study, you need not proceed in the readings any farther than the material covered in Course A. The readings for Course A and Course B will also be included in their entirety at the end of Course B. Recorded Books is pleased to offer the entire Pimsleur Language Program on cassette and CD. The Pimsleur Language Program encompasses dozens of languages from around the world, all taught according to the principles of learning pioneered by Dr. Paul Pimsleur. You will find information on the other languages included in the Pimsleur Language Program in the Recorded Books catalog, and many of the tapes and CDs are contained in the collection of your local library. Recorded Books is a publisher of a wide range of audiobooks, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. For a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the toll-free number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.